You got for me?
Aussie Nathan Griggs.
Hey, my boy.
My boy.
What'd he do?
He cracked two whips, a record 697 times in 1 minute.
Sheesh.
Fucking hell, cunt. I want to see that video.
That's pretty insane.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Oh, man.
Do you think, because two whips, do you think it was 697 times each or like combined?
Combined.
Yeah.
I reckon.
Because otherwise...
Surely not each. That's...
Because that's what? Like 1,300 times or something.
In 1 minute. Just about. Yeah. There's 60 seconds in a minute.
Yeah.
And he cracked him 657 times.
97. So basically 700 times.
Holy fuck.
That's crazy.
He cracked him at quicker than 1 a second.
Yeah.
That's... What?
Yeah. Wait, no, because, yeah. No, because 600 times in 1 minute would be cracking it 10 times in 1 second.
Mm.
Yeah. So he was cracking it more than 10 times in a second.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's fucking nuts, dude.
Jesus. Oh, I've been a bit off lately.
Yeah. Need to get back into it, bro.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Start balling again.
Oh. Not my mates.
Not my mates.
No, what's going on?
It's
been a while since we've had some one-on-one time together.
Yeah, shit. Should we talk about the concerts? Went to a few gigs.
We did.
A few good ones. A few ordinary ones.
Oh, shit. We haven't even talked about fucking the Straits.
Yeah. If anyone knows them.
Oh, surely.
They're fucking good.
He or them? I guess it's them because it's a
like,
band.
Yeah, it's like a collective, I guess you would say. But yeah, fucking really good.
Extremely good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude. I'm
I was very impressed.
Yeah. Yeah, they were fucking sick. Fucking Mike Skinner, dude. That guy is a legend.
He's crazy.
Bro, his second song or something. Just,
I'm pretty sure it was the first song.
Yeah, it freaked me out because he was like walking straight toward me because a person in the front row moved across and we were in the second row.
Mm.
So he just started walking straight towards me. And you know how he kind of looks a bit like, I don't know. Like,
he's a bit dodgy looking.
Yeah.
Not dodgy, but
just
he's got that look in his eye where like, you know, he could flip a switch on you.
Yeah.
But then like he's...
But he's chill.
I wouldn't say he's scary looking.
No, like, but you know what I mean? He looks, like, dodgy.
Yeah.
And, he started coming towards me.
Mm.
I was like, oh, fuck, is it? Am I, like, in trouble or something?
Yeah.
Because I was also blazed as fuck.
Yeah, very.
So, yeah, I was like, oh, shit, I'm in trouble.
Done something.
Yeah. He was just hopping into the crowd to...
just. Out of nowhere as well.
Yeah.
Like he just started walking around the crowd.
And then plays a wub. Gets everyone hyped.
While he's in the crowd.
Dude, I full stacked it when he played that, eh?
Yeah, oh, I didn't stack it, but I got my drinks that I had spilt all over me.
Really?
Like, all over me. I was so sticky.
Oh.
And then the next day, because I stayed here, and I didn't shower before going to work... And it got to, like, midway through the day, I was like, fuck, why do I feel so gross? Like, I haven't been sweating. And then I was like, oh, I'm covered in fucking rum and coke still.
You probably would have stunk, dude.
Yeah, people probably thought I was getting on it at work.
You would have smelt like it.
Mm.
Oh, shit.
I didn't even think about that. I didn't think about the smell.
How did no one say anything?
Fuck knows.
I guess everyone's smelly at work.
Yeah.
But not really.
Oh. Once you get into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not until like, a good 4 or 5 hours.
I mean, I didn't hide the fact that like I was drinking the night before.
Mm.
Like I wasn't trying to act like I was not hungover.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't even that hungover, though.
I was pretty dusty.
You didn't even drink.
No, I was tight. That's what I was tired as fuck.
Yeah.
Because I didn't get a energy drink at Smoko. Because I was chilling till Smoko.
Yeah.
Had some food, chilling.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I'll go to the set. Oh. Yeah, I went to the local deli. Bought a fucking Sanger. Already had food at work. Didn't even get a Red Bull. And I was, like, on 4 hours sleep.
Yeah, it was a late night.
Yeah.
That was only because we came back here and fucking yarned for another hour and a half.
Waiting for our Uber Eats, bro.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Fuck. No, overall, though. Well, because then he was on the balcony at that one point as well.
Yeah. I didn't even know how he got up there.
Because he just disappeared and then all of a sudden he started rapping again.
Yeah.
And we were looking around and you just look up and he's on the balcony.
Yeah. Like you just see a light going through the crowd.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that must be where he is.
Yeah. Oh, that wigged me out.
Yeah.
And then he crowd surfed.
Which was sick.
Which was fucking sick. Then went off, came back for one more song.
Mm.
And then got in the crowd again.
Yeah.
With no security guards that time.
Yeah.
Just walked around the crowd.
The whole crowd, bro.
Yeah. Like, fucking.
My mate was there up in the top row.
Mm.
Like, I showed you a picture of where he was. He was right at the top.
Mm.
Mike Skinner went up there.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah, bro.
How was he getting everywhere so quick?
I don't know. There must be back ways. Like,
yeah, or he was running, like, really quick.
Yeah, maybe. But
he looks like he could be surprisingly fast.
Oh, I reckon he's got some toe.
You reckon?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
He's quick.
Yeah, he looks like it.
See the calves on him?
Yeah, well, I saw the fucking stiffy on him, cunt. He had a boner the whole night.
Oh, shit.
The entire night.
When he got up, because he was setting up, like, his fucking boombox amp kind of thing.
To stand on.
Just to stand on and then do a speech and then jump off.
Yeah.
He'd be like, I'm going to jump off here and you're going to go crazy.
Yeah.
Fucking flip it. Jump off.
Oh, man. He must just get horny for live performances, maybe.
Yeah.
Because he was barred up.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of had a bit of a small booty. When you think about it.
I don't know, dude. I got a good piece of it.
Did you?
When he crowd surfed.
Did you touch it?
Yeah.
Actually?
Of course I did.
Wait, you being serious or?
Yeah, the cheek.
What?
Mike Skinner's.
His cheek?
Yeah.
No, I said budu. His penis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm off.
Yeah.
Ah, sorry.
We discussed this the other night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's okay, bro.
That's why I'm apologizing. It's an easy mistake. What, so budu's dick?
Yeah.
And
bunda. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's okay.
Yeah. Well, he's got a fat ass.
Yeah. He was pretty caked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that was
no, it was fucking good. Well worth the money. Awesome. And it wasn't even expensive.
Yeah. Why aren't
$90
more concerts at Metro City? That's a perfect venue to me.
Yeah, I guess they can only sell a certain amount of tickets, though. Because it's not the biggest venue.
That's true. Would you say that's bigger than the Rekabyte? Or Rekabyte's bigger?
Because
this one was more wide.
Bigger. Be bigger than the Rekabyte.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Well, in the part where, like, in the main hall of the Rekabyte.
Yeah.
It's definitely bigger.
I guess it's a...
Because then that balcony, like... Yeah, it's way bigger, for sure.
That's what I was thinking, man.
Yeah.
Because, yeah... Like, even if you're there late, you can still get a nice, like, good view of them from the balcony, no matter what one you're on, really.
At Metro?
Yeah.
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 Yeah, no, I don't know. Because it's a good venue.
Mm.
As well. I reckon it's better than the Rekabyte, too.
So do I. I'm a bit off the Rekabyte, eh?
Yeah, I am a little bit as well.
Yeah. Like, it's still cool.
Oh, it's good.
But...
But, like, oh, it's just the setup.
Yeah, the stairs, bro.
Oh, the fucking stairs. I don't even want to talk about the stairs.
I'm sure your sister doesn't either.
Oh, man, you should see the fucking bruise she has.
Really?
Oh, bad.
Bad?
Yeah.
It was a hard fall.
Yeah, she ate shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, proper. But,
after that night, because that was on the weekend,
yeah,
garbage, I woke up fully clothed, lights on, shoes, hat.
Really?
Everything, bro. Just were on you that top pissed? Of my bed. I don't know. I don't really remember going to sleep.
Yeah, right.
But I remember getting home, like, fucking getting dropped off, saying goodbye to yous, giving yous a fist bump, walking inside.
You must have just passed out.
Yeah, I was just done.
Fair.
Good timing, I reckon.
It's been a while since I've woken up fully clothed after a night out.
Dude, I did it before uni one time.
Oh.
Like, went out the night before, went up to my mate's place, got to, like, fucking, we were probably there till, like, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. Got home, went to sleep, woke up, and my uni class was starting at the time I woke up. And I was wearing, like, a collared shirt, fucking black jean, fucking shorts.
Did you just go straight to uni?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In all of that.
Yeah.
Woke up, sunglasses still on. And I put them on as I walked into uni, like, into the classroom. I just left them on the whole way in.
Oh, man.
Sat down, hour late.
Fucking
hell. Like, halfway through their shit.
Bad look.
Yeah, it was pretty embarrassing.
Yeah, that's pretty funny, though.
Sorry, I got us off topic.
No, it's okay. Speaking, now that we're talking about the record, by the way, Black Country.
Oh, man. They got some improvements to make.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong, though. Like I was saying to you on the way home, musically, they're still so fucking good.
They're solid, man.
Like, they were quite incredible.
Yeah. The instruments especially.
Oh, yeah, and just like, oh, everything.
Yeah.
Like, but also, like we were saying,
yeah,
you got to play the songs that people know.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't even, like, I could tell the intro.
Yeah.
They played off that album. But none of the other songs. That was the only one. I couldn't tell. I didn't know if they were new songs.
I'm pretty sure they were all new songs.
Because no one else was singing.
No. And because I thought we were being stroppy, because we were just standing there cross-armed. And then we weren't being stroppy. We were still into it, but, like, you know, not fully into it.
Yeah.
And then I looked around and everyone was the same.
Yeah.
Like, no one was vibing.
Everyone was just standing there, bro.
Yeah.
Like, at the start, a few people were bopping.
Yeah.
Like, just their head.
Yeah.
But, like, I was a little bit.
I was as well, but I wasn't, like, you know,
full
like, into it. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It was disappointing.
It was.
And, like, they're only 22. Realistically, they've only got the one album. Like, that's the only album that people know.
Yeah.
Unless they've gone back and listened to the fucking other one.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure people have.
I feel like that album was their breakout.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, you go on the fucking Spotify and their top five most listened to songs are all from that album.
Literally.
And if you do, like, the smart shuffle on their Spotify, so it doesn't just play those top songs, every single one that comes on is either from the album or a live version of a song from that album.
Literally.
Like,
that's all my DJ ever plays from them.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, never anything from their first album.
Yeah, and they played the intro song, which is literally just instrumental, no lyrics.
Yeah. I feel like maybe it's because the lead singer on that album, like, even though all the beats were fucking awesome and that's what made the album so good, like, I reckon the singer was, like, the standout part.
Yeah, but just because he's not there anymore doesn't mean you can't sing them, unless he asked for them not to.
Maybe.
Maybe, but I feel like...
Surely not. It's the band's...
Yeah, like, it was would have all been written together. Yeah, I don't know, man. Oh, like, I enjoyed it. Like, I still thought it was, you know, good.
Yeah.
It was just disappointing that, you know, you're going to... Even fucking Mike Skinner in the Streets. He did fucking Fit But You Know It.
Oh, yeah.
Did Take Me As I Am or whatever the fuck it's called, like, and all of his other popular songs.
He played all his fucking songs.
Yeah.
Like, all his top songs.
Or even, like, when we went and saw Tyler.
Yeah.
He played songs and, like, the most popular songs from each one of his fucking albums.
Literally, Kendrick Lamar did
like,
the same.
Like, dating back to 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, and they're super famous.
Yeah.
You know, but if you want to, you know, keep doing this music thing, you've got to please the crowd.
Because
I feel like a lot of people that were there would have the same opinion as us.
Yeah, I think
but I'm not
so.
Bagging them out. It's just disappointing that, you know, going out on a Wednesday night with work in the morning to go and see songs that I genuinely love.
Yeah.
And you don't get any of them.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, oh.
I also guess the crowd, like, you look around at the kind of people that were there.
Mm.
They weren't really the kind of people that would be too phased. Like, I don't see a lot of them starting real early in the morning for work.
Oh, yeah, true.
Or, like, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Or, like, even getting on it.
Yeah, but, you know, they still would have been there to hear the songs.
Oh, yeah.
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 Like, I did hear some fucking slander from the crowd a few times.
Yeah. This is, they would be art students.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
Like, right when it went silent. Oh, you can tell they're art students.
Yeah.
It's like, that made me feel bad for the band.
It made me feel real bad for it, mate.
I was kind of like, oof.
Even when, like, just someone would talk.
Yeah, because it'd be completely silent. They'd be, like, tuning each other up.
You could hear
or
them.
Or getting in tune with each other.
Yeah.
And you'd hear some fucking cockhead talking hell loud.
Yeah.
It was mainly that guy that was, like, right next to us the whole time.
That's what I thought, eh?
It was, and at one point he goes, like, they said something for the first time, and he goes, Victoria Bitter, the best a man can get. It's like, what the fuck does that have to do with anything?
I think it's because the drummer pulled out a VB.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, true. I didn't say that.
Because the drummer was sick, bro.
Yeah, the drummer was one of the best bits.
I loved it.
And the piano player, she was good.
Yeah, she was. I didn't have a good view.
I had a good view of the piano player. She was fucking going off.
Yeah, look. Yeah. And she, did she pull out like a
Oh, she pulled out a fucking accordion thing.
That's what it is.
Is that what it's called?
I think, like the piano.
And it's like the airbag as well?
Yeah.
I think it's an accordion. No.
No, it is.
Is it?
100%.
Yeah.
Accordion.
Yeah.
I think. Fuck, now I'm second guessing it, eh?
Should I Google it?
Yeah.
Because I feel like an accordion might be something else.
I reckon, I'm putting my money on.
I'm pretty sure that's accordion. What it is, though.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, the drummer was going ham.
He was going crazy. And a lot of the music is the drummer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was an accordion.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Which looks free reed portable musical instrument consisting of a treble casing with external piano style keys or buttons and a bass casing attached to opposite sides of a handed operated bellows.
It's a cool instrument.
Very old school.
Yeah. Who plays them heaps? Is it the Irish?
Oh, yeah. Invented in Germany.
Right. Fucking Germans invented everything.
No, you're thinking of the bagpipes that the Irish plays.
Yeah.
That's Irish cool. Or Scottish.
Yeah, Scottish.
Whatever the fuck. That's cool. Daisy have a few songs with the bagpipes.
Yeah, they do, don't they?
Yeah. Pretty darty.
It's pretty cool in them songs, though.
Yeah.
Like, gets hype as fuck.
Yeah. Oh, so good. But yeah. They've got lots of potential, Black Country. Well, obviously. And then, like a few days after we went to their show, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds announce a Europe tour and fucking Black Country's the supporting act.
You would hope they'd play their actual songs.
You'd hope so if you're opening for Nick Cave.
Literally.
Because my partner went and saw Nick Cave a few years ago and he played all of his songs.
Yeah, true.
And, like, came out for an encore that went for, like, an hour or something.
Holy shit.
Just kept playing.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And fuck. That wasn't even Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds.
Yeah, right. And it's just him.
Oh, him and this guy, Warren Ellis, who he did an album or maybe two with.
Right.
Because Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds are bringing out an album in April. And it's like they're getting back together album.
Right.
Because they've been broken up for a while now. True. Well, not broken up, but stopped performing together.
Yeah.
And yeah, and now they're bringing out an album and doing a tour
with Black Country New Road. They're gonna have to find themselves a singer, I reckon.
Yeah, like just one singer.
Dude, like, the chick's cool
and
she's got a good voice and whatnot, but you can't just sit off to the side when no one knows where you are.
Because I couldn't see her.
Yeah.
The whole show until the end when I tapped you and went, oh, there's another member.
Yeah.
Because the whole time I thought it was a recording of singing and they were just playing over it.
Yeah.
So what the fuck? I paid $90 to come and watch band practice, cunt.
Literally.
Yeah.
I was a bit pissed off when, because I actually thought it was, like, I was like, it has to be one of the chicks.
Yeah, but then the two that we could see the whole time.
Yeah, their mouths weren't moving.
No.
Like, for some songs, it was them.
Yeah.
But most of the time, it wasn't. I was like, dude, I'm tripping. They've got to be playing music, like, out of the speaker or something. Like,
the lead singer was sitting way off to the side, sitting down. Basically in the crowd, yeah. Imagine if, for the supporting act, Nick Cave does the singing.
Yeah, that would be fucking...
That would be pretty dope.
That would be fitting.
Yeah.
He could do it.
Oh, yeah, he could do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, I'm kind of keen to have a bit of a break from Wednesday night gigs.
Oh, dude.
That was a full 4 weeks in a row.
I was pretty stoked that there was no gig on this week.
Oh, man. Like, I've been enjoying it.
Yeah.
But then after being disappointed at Black Country, I was like, oh.
That's when I was like, yeah, you've been going to too many gigs lately.
Mm. Especially because all the other ones both of us have been going to have, like,
so good.
Been awesome.
Yeah.
So I think we might have had pretty high expectations.
Yeah.
But, yeah. But then I have to.
The next gig is in May.
Who?
GZA from Wu-Tang.
I forgot about that.
It's at Magnet House, bro.
Yeah. Why is he playing at Magnet House, dude?
Fucking GZA at Magnet House.
So weird.
I should buy tickets soon because that place can't hold many people.
Nah, it can't.
Nah.
A ticket's expensive. They probably would be.
I'm pretty sure they're under $100.
Oh, that's all right.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. I just mainly don't want to go because it's a Magnet.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah. Oh, we'll see what happens. Mm. Oh. Oh, whoops. Thought I pulled it out. I didn't.
Not good at it.
I haven't had a kid yet.
Yeah, good call. Mm. Don't have sex, you don't have kids.
Are you talking about you? Mm. Oh, right. Yeah, I was going to say. Hmm. Just kidding, bro.
Saving myself for the right one.
No sex before marriage.
Exactly.
That's what I reckon.
Bullshit.
Bullshit. Anyway, while we're still talking about music, the last album you recommended me was the Sampha one.
Yeah.
Can't lie, I can barely remember it.
Yeah.
Because it's been so fucking long.
Yeah.
But I did listen to it like 3 times.
Oh, true. All on vinyl.
Yeah.
Oh, true.
So I fucking liked it.
Yeah, nice.
A lot.
Oh, true.
Especially the beats.
The beats are what make it for me.
Yeah.
Like, even compared to his last album.
Yeah.
I reckon his beats are just better on this one.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know
his last album, so I can't really compare.
Yeah. It's just more of a concise sound. Because it's, like, all really similar.
Yeah.
But all different. Like.
Yeah, yeah.
In a way.
Yeah, I get you. Is this on the last one?
On
or this one,
the one I gave you, yeah. Like they sound, you know, cohesive.
Yeah, for sure.
But they're all different beats. Like Scaring the Hoes.
Yeah,
it's concise.
I know what you mean.
And it all has the same feel, but it doesn't sound the same.
Yeah. No, for sure. Yeah, no, I really liked it, and it was an easy listen as well.
Real easy, bro.
Oh fuck, cramp.
You got a cramp in your thumb?
Oh, fuck.
That looked painful.
Yeah, it was. I had to like force my hand open just then.
I don't know if I've ever had a cramp in my thumb.
It's from work, man.
Yeah? What do you do?
Swinging hammers and fucking spanners.
Yeah, true.
And the bathroom wanks.
Yeah. Just kidding. Help.
Never done that. Anyway, but yeah, no, it was good. That's why I listened to it so many times, because I could just chuck it out and vibe to it.
It's one of those ones.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah, no. Very good. What's it called? It's called something weird, isn't it? Mm. It's like Lahai.
Lahai.
Is it Lahai?
Yeah.
Yeah. Lahai.
Hi. Hi.
But no, yeah, it was. I liked it. It was very good. It was nice listening to it on vinyl as well.
It is a pretty sweet vinyl.
Yeah.
I like the solid white, thick disc.
Yeah, it's good.
Fuck. Those jazz records I bought.
Yeah.
They're thick.
Oh, real?
Yeah, dummy thick, dude.
Fuck yeah.
Like, oh.
Although, that was secondhand, though. Were they?
No, nah, brand new.
True. Because I know a lot of the secondhand ones, like good quality ones, they're so thick.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm. That made me act up, dude.
Yeah,
it did. When I picked it up. I
was like, you got excited?
Yeah. I was like, fuck, damn.
What is it? 180 grams or something? Is what they are? The real thick ones?
Yeah. 180. I like a good 180.
Yeah, the 180G is good.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, fuck with it.
Did you fuck with Kill Bill?
I did, bro.
Volume 1 and Volume 2?
I did. Yeah. I feel like I can remember it. Which one did I like more? I don't reckon. I can't pick because I just watched them kind of as one movie.
Yeah, true. You watched them pretty close together.
Yeah. But it was cool as fuck, bro.
Yeah.
Like.
It's good, eh?
Yeah. I was on an edge like the whole way. And then, fuck, when you find out that it's like the wedding rehearsal and it's all set up by Bill and Bill's her dad and.
No, Bill's not her dad.
Or whatever.
Boyfriend.
It is. Yeah.
Or ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck?
But then, oh, no, that Bill's the father of her kid.
Mm.
The father of the kid that she's pregnant with when they try killing her at the fucking wedding rehearsal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
well, she knew the whole time.
Yeah.
But he thought it was to this other guy, which is why he goes and kills her.
Yeah.
Well, doesn't kill her.
And
attempts to.
Fuck, she survives, eh? Like, some shit.
Yeah.
She's a badass, bro.
Well, I think she's, like, technically supposed to be an alien.
Oh, really?
Or some shit. Or it's because of... Because in the second one, you know how she does all that training with the fucking monk dude?
Yeah.
And apparently she's, like, his best student that he ever had.
Mm.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, I mean, she survived a bullet to the head.
No shit.
Like, it's so far-fetched.
Yeah.
But
I was thinking, and she fights with fucking karate, or no, like, what are they called? Japanese fucking...
Oh, the ninjas.
Yeah, she fights with ninja swords.
Yeah. Oh, the katanas.
Yeah, the katanas. Yeah. That's the word I was looking for.
Did you realize, I was going to see if you realize this.
Yeah.
Her assassin name is Black Mamba.
Yeah.
Which is Kobe Bryant's.
Mm-hmm.
And the logo that's on her sword that gets made for her is his logo.
Fuck.
Yeah.
I only just realized that.
Yeah.
Damn.
How sick's that?
That's dope, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Because I can remember, like, the pattern that was on it.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, fuck, that looks cool.
Mm.
Fuck. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, no, it's a sick movie.
Yeah, I loved it,
well,
dude.
Both of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you see what I mean by the first one's a bit more... Well, like, action-packed.
Well, that's when she takes on, like...
Yeah, like 100 fucking ninjas or something.
And kills them all. And you're like, holy shit.
I love that scene when it goes black and white for a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No shit. Fuck, what else? I'm trying to remember it now. They mention Perth in it, don't they?
Yeah, in the second one. Or they mention Australia.
No, I'm pretty sure they said Perth. Like,
Perth, actually, Australia. It definitely is Perth, yeah. Because that's when she goes to Perth, Australia to do a job or something.
Mm.
And that's when she finds out she's pregnant. And someone, like, comes to kill her. And she's like, I just found out that I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
Like, I won't kill you or whoever the fuck I'm here to kill if you don't kill me.
Yeah.
And the chick, like, runs away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She, like, looks back through the hole.
Yeah, and she's like, congratulations.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck. No, it's a good movie.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty funny as well, a lot of the bits.
Yeah, there's heaps of humour, but then it's, like, heaps of action.
Yeah.
And you're, like, on the edge of your seat the whole time. Like,
it's good.
I loved it. Yeah. It was cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's just classic.
I loved it.
It's a classic. Yeah, fuck yeah.
Glad. Have you thought of a movie, or do you want time to think?
I've got a couple in mind.
Yeah.
I've got to give you something different. Well, not different, but something that's not so highly acclaimed, you know what I mean?
Yeah, because you've just been giving me classics.
Yeah, I've been giving you, like, good movies.
Yeah.
But there are also movies where, like, some people wouldn't like them.
Yeah. But you're not... Well, yeah, I guess.
Mm.
But then you're never trying to recommend a bad movie.
It's because I don't watch bad movies.
Yeah. Your elite music movie taste.
Well, if there was a movie that I thought was bad, I wouldn't recommend it to you.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. All the movies you have recommended, I've liked, so.
Yeah, it's a bit different to music where, like, because I feel like a bad movie is, like, you're not going to hear about it or watch it if it's bad because it doesn't get talked about.
Yeah, or if it's, like, a highly budgeted movie and it's bad, you do hear about it when it's like that.
Yeah.
Because everyone's like, fuck, that movie was shit.
Yeah.
But then, yeah, it doesn't do well.
Mm. Give me the album and I'll keep thinking.
Okay.
Yeah. I've got a lot of movies running through my head right now.
Okay. I want to give you...
Oh, I do know, actually.
Okay.
But tell me the album.
You can go, so you don't forget, if you want.
Now, this one, actually... Yeah, it is a really good movie. Mm. Well, I think it's a good movie. But this actually may be the most fucked up one.
Yeah, okay.
It's about a cult.
Oh, fuck. True.
It's quite intense.
Yeah.
But the first time I watched it with my dad. And we didn't realize that we were watching the uncut version.
Right.
So it was, like, super fucking long and, like, the scenes were really long.
Yeah.
And I've only watched it the one time because after the first time I watched it, I was like, I don't know if I can do that again.
Okay.
But it's called Midsommar.
Midsommar.
Midsommar. So Midsommar.
Okay.
I'll send it to you.
Yeah.
But it's basically about... So shit, I say this every week, it's so shit explaining movies before you've watched it because I don't want to spoil anything. Mm. So it's basically about this chick who she fucking goes through a bunch of family shit.
Is it true?
No. Okay. Oh, no.
Okay. I was thinking for a second there it was like a cult biopic or some shit.
No. I mean, it could be what some cults are like, though.
Right.
I do like cult movies.
Yeah.
They get you on the edge of your seat and, like, make you a bit squirmish.
Yeah.
Which I like.
They do.
Yeah. But, so she goes through family shit and her boyfriend is planning a trip to, I think it might be Sweden.
Right.
Maybe something like that. Sweden or, like, fucking Iceland or something like that. Some European country.
Mm.
He's planning a trip there with a bunch of his... college friends, and they're going there to do like a college project or like report,
yeah,
something like that.
Yeah.
And because she goes through all this shit, so he invites her because she's fucking all sad and blah blah blah. So they go, and then yeah, just at first they don't know it's a cult, right. And then throughout the movie things start to happen, fucking they start figuring out what it is.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Gets juicy.
Oh, it just gets weird.
Okay.
Like, you'll see.
Right.
Because what she goes through with her, like, family at the start, it's not long.
Mm.
Like, they kind of go through the whole thing pretty quick. There's a scene where they all take mushrooms at the start.
True.
And it's like, they show, like, visuals.
Right.
And it's pretty accurate to what, like, mushies are actually like.
Yeah.
Which is... pretty impressive.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. But, yeah, then some of the stuff that, like, starts happening in this village, like, triggers the chick because it, like, reminds her of what happened with her family.
Right.
You'll see.
Okay.
But, yeah.
I'm keen.
But this is one where, like, you might be a bit like, oh, that was kind of fucking weird.
Okay.
Like,
I don't know. I like weird, dude.
Yeah, I know. But like, even like, I like weird, and even afterwards, I was like, oh,
you don't know. So you're not saying you actually like this movie?
No, I do like it, right. But I genuinely only watched it the one time.
True.
And I've never gone back to it. Yeah. Like, you need to... Well, for me, I was like, fuck, next time I watch it, I need to be, like, prepared.
Yeah.
Like, I can't just chuck it on.
All right.
You know what I mean?
All right.
Yeah. It's good.
Giving me insight here.
Yeah. I know Shane's watched it.
True.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
No, I don't know. I didn't ask.
All right.
Yeah.
He was just like, yeah, I watched it.
Oh, I think it was when he was asking me for movies.
Right.
And I suggested that. He was like, yeah, I've seen that.
Okay, Shane.
Stop asking me for suggestions then, cunt.
You have
what you got for me?
Okay. I want to give you your Shimi Battles the Pink Robots.
Yeah, boy. Well, you did tell me this like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, bro, I reckon I told you this months ago.
Yeah, it has been a while of
waiting.
And which has been hard for me because I go to listen to it and I'm like, oh, Nathan's going to recommend it though.
Yeah. I wanted to get it on vinyl for you.
Ooh.
Like, to listen to.
Yeah. Can't find it though?
Nah. It's not in stock at Midland Records.
Oh,
that's
true.
The only place I shop from.
It's probably the only place that would have it too.
Yeah, exactly. They had like a box set, but it was like 200 and something bucks. I was like that. Maybe not.
Yeah.
But fucking really cool album, bro. It's like almost psychedelic rock, but I don't know. You can kind of see their influences like Pink Floyd or like Radiohead in some parts.
Yeah.
But they're still like different. They're real weird.
Are they the... Is it... Wait.
The Flaming Lips.
No, what's the band?
The Flaming Lips.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're, if you look them up on Spotify...
Mm.
And you see their picture.
I'll understand.
Yeah. They're pretty weird. But yeah.
The Flaming Lips. Hold on.
The album is like really cool. The lyrics and whatnot go into.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get me?
Yeah, I see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the lyrics are like, they're real showing like the duality of like happiness and love and, just like human life almost.
Yeah.
Like it's basically just a whole album talking about life and like almost theories in a way.
Yeah, like cool.
It's kind of... but yeah, basically it's not really needed, but it follows like Yoshimi's basically a chick who has cancer and the pink robots are the cancer.
Okay.
Which makes sense on the song Yoshimi Battles the Pink Robots.
Oh, okay.
And it's part one and part two. But
yeah. That sounds very Pink Floyd.
Yeah. It's
part one and part two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no. It's pretty cool, man.
Sweet. I mean, maybe I'll listen to it on the way down south tomorrow.
Yeah, I was thinking that.
That's a good idea because I'll be able to listen to it all the way through.
Dude, that popped into my head just then when you were recommending your movie. I was like, fuck, when am I going to watch it?
Watch it while you're driving down with...
Yeah.
He would not like that.
No.
He's pissing.
Nice. Fuck, you look good, eh?
Huh?
You look good.
Do I?
Yeah.
Thanks, mate.
So you needed a pick-me-up.
It's always a nice compliment.
It's all right.
Are you getting keen for camping?
Yeah, I am getting pretty keen,
yeah,
eh?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Like, I didn't actually remember until, like, halfway through work today.
Yeah, true.
I was like, oh, boy. I'm out of here for, like, 4 days.
Yeah, how good.
Fuck this joint. I'm just going to fuck the dog. I fucked the dog so bad, bro.
Today?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but,
fair
like,
enough.
I can just teach someone how to do something. Or like, yo.
That's always nice.
I want to do this.
Or
like, just help the boss with some shit and it takes way longer than what it should.
Yeah,
certain shit like that, bro. So, yeah.
Yeah, that is always, like, the day before you're going away on holiday or something.
Yeah.
You're already in, like, that holiday mode.
Yeah.
And you're just like, oh,
Who cares? I'm not here tomorrow.
Yeah, dude.
Or the day after.
Yeah.
Or after that. Oh, yeah, I'm pretty keen.
I'm keen as fuck.
Yeah. Can't... Oh, I forgot a fucking pillow. That's the only thing I forgot.
Do you want me to bring one for you?
No, I might steal one of Ivy's.
Ah, fair call.
Or I could just buy a cheap one from fucking Kmart.
Ah, get Ivy's, bro.
Yeah.
It smells like her.
I was just about to say that.
Yeah.
No, I can feel like I'm sleeping next to her.
Yeah.
The whole time I'm there.
Yeah, while you're sleeping next to me.
Whoa. So you are sleeping in my kookaburra?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. Oh. Do you reckon it's going to be cold? I reckon it might be a bit cold down there. I checked the temp and the highest it gets is like 24. The whole time we're there.
Yeah. Someone texted me and told me it was going to be hot as fuck.
Really?
Yeah.
Let me have a look. We're staying in Busselton, right?
Yeah, I think so. Honestly, I'm not 100% sure on that either.
It's not really hot. It's sunny. 26 tomorrow, 27 Thursday, and then 26 for the rest of the days.
Chill.
That's good.
That's like perfect weather almost. Yeah. I'm keen to fucking go to the beach, eh?
Same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Want to go to the beach and fuck around for like a whole day.
Yeah, fucking oath. Yeah, that's what I want. It'll be good.
Probably what will happen tomorrow, I reckon.
Yeah, because we're getting there fucking... When are we leaving? Like 10?
If you're following.
Yeah, I might as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, get there at 10. That's like... Well, and then say it's about 3 hours. We'll get there at 1, maybe 1:30.
Yeah.
And you can't check in at most places till 2.
Yeah.
Or 3.
Yeah. So.
Straight to the beach and beers.
Yeah.
That's what I reckon. Yeah.
Fuck. Oh. I was thinking I'll probably drink on the way down, but I don't think old mate would like that.
If you came with me, mate, you could.
No, I can't do that.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry, mate.
It's all right, mate. I kind of want to go down by myself.
Bro, I love going to places by myself.
Yeah, it's good.
I went up north with like a few friends fucking last year sometime.
Yeah.
And like I could have just hopped in a car with someone. I was like, no, I want to drive.
I reckon it's good.
Made up some bullshit excuse like, fuck, what if something happens back home and my sister needs me? Which is pretty fair.
It's not exactly bullshit though.
Not out of the realms.
Yeah, it could happen.
She did need me one time. And, like, she was fucking in her room, like, howling with pain.
Shit.
Like, literally howling. And my ex-girlfriend was here at the time, too. Like, what the fuck? Oh, no, my ex-girlfriend wasn't here. My friend was here.
Right.
And we were like, what the fuck? Went in there. She's like, Nathan, I need you to take me to hospital.
Shit.
I was like, fuck, what are you... She's literally in a bowl on the ground. Like
fetal position.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, right.
And she's like, fuck, runs to the toilet, starts fucking yakking.
Ugh.
Like, she was fucked up.
Yeah, right.
And she's on the phone to my parents. She's like, oh, Nathan, talk to mum. Mum's like, oh,
can you take yourself to the hospital, please?
Can you take Hayley to the hospital? I was like, I just lost my license last night.
Oh, it was the day after that.
Yeah, bro. That's how they found out because I hadn't told
them
yet. And then, yeah, they're like, oh, you know, can you take her to hospital? I was like,
did you?
Shit. No.
Yeah, oh, fuck.
Oh, bro. And then my uncle came to pick her up.
Yeah.
Fuck, I was so embarrassed, bro.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck.
Oh, that's such a shit way for your parents to find out as well.
Yeah.
Or even for you.
Well, yeah.
You're probably planning out, like, how you're going to tell them. And then it was like, well.
I was still thinking about it, bro.
Yeah. In a way, though, at least you just got it out of the way. You could just be like, no, I can't. I fucking pissy drove last night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I said. I was like, fuck. I'm like, you fucking dumb cunt.
Yeah.
But I'm more worried about her at the time, so yeah. It was kind of
chill.
What
ended up being wrong with her?
Fucking
salmonella?
She had a ovarian cyst.
Shit, yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're pretty fucked.
Yeah, well, they sound fucked.
Oh, bro, she was literally, when I say howling.
Yeah.
Like, oh, bro, we're sitting out here, music playing.
And you could hear her.
Oh, yeah.
Shit.
Like, loud and clear, we're like, whoa.
Yeah, right.
We left it for a bit at the start, and then we're like, oh, shit.
Maybe we should go check on her.
Yeah, see what's going on.
Yeah, fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Mm-hmm. I just took us completely off topic.
No, that's all right. It's good. Yeah, no, I'm keen for down south.
Yeah.
That's also part of the reason, I was going to come down the same day, but just later on.
Yeah.
But then I was like, fuck it. Because then the whole day, I'm just going to be so excited to go that it's going to make the day go so slow.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, I'm leaving 2 hours early anyway, so I might as well just, you know, get a bit of a sleep in.
Yeah.
And fucking, daddy.
Cruise down, bro.
Going to cruise down.
Cruise around down south.
Trying to figure out if I should do my shopping tonight or do it in the morning before I go.
What, food shopping and shit?
Yeah, beers, food.
Yeah. Fuck, bro. I'm struggling for cash, eh?
I'll tell you afterwards what I've, yeah.
I'm struggling.
I've sussed something out.
Oh, nice.
I don't know if you'll like it.
Oh.
Well, no, you will like. No. I made that sound so much worse than what it was. But what I meant was, like, even, like, when I was doing it, I was like, fuck, this could be a trap.
Right.
But I'm like,
Oh, okay. I'm catching you drift.
It's not bundle.
Oh.
But similar.
Okay.
Yeah.
See it.
Yeah.
It's the same shit, bro.
Yeah, I know.
I've got it.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, have you maxed it out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'll pay it back every week, and then I'll just use that money.
Yeah.
So it's kind of just gotten to the point where it's like, it's a part of my cash.
Well, I was fucking, because I was on lunch today, and I was talking to one of the boys, and I was like, because remember on Saturday, I was like, fuck, I'm pretty tight for cash. But then, because I'm getting paid on Wednesday, which is when we leave, but fuck knows when that's going to come through. Because that was also another reason why I was planning to just work and leave later.
Then you get paid.
Because I was like, I'm hoping if I get paid, well, when I should get paid, but, you know, I was saying sometimes it comes in later.
Yeah.
All that shit. So I was thinking if I stay at work until 2:30 or 2:33, hopefully I'll be paid. Then after work, I can go and do my shopping and stuff and get all the food and shit I need.
Yeah.
And not have to worry about, like, you know, fucking having a budget or whatever. But then, yeah, I started thinking about just fucking leaving in the morning tomorrow instead.
Yeah.
Anyway, and I was fucking ranting to one of the boys at work about it. I was like, I've got a decision to make. I've either got enough money to buy a pouch or enough money to buy beers for the first night.
Ooh.
Because then I was like, fuck, all right. I need to just play it like I'm not going to be paid before I leave.
Yeah.
And pick what I need what I want more, not what I need. You don't need smokes or beer.
What you can go without.
What I could go without.
Yeah.
And I was like, if I buy beers, I won't be able to buy cigs. But if I buy cigs, I'll have a bit of money to, you know, maybe buy a cheap fucking six pack from Aldi.
Yeah.
To pull me through until fucking the pay comes in.
And then you can tootle down.
But then I've got to worry about fucking food.
Yeah.
Which, you know, food is probably priority. Because I'm over cigs and beer.
I love how the options were cigs and beer, and then now you're like, yeah, and I need food.
Well, no, because then I started thinking about food. I was like, oh, fuck, like, I probably actually need that more than anything.
Yeah.
So then I was like, fuck, I could make food and beers work. And then I was like, oh, he was like, oh, but if you buy cigs and some food instead of cigs and some beer, you can just pinch beers off of one of the other boys and fucking figure it out. And I was like, eh, because I fucking hate being that cunt.
That's true, but understandable.
Understandable, but then it's also like, you know, oh, can I pinch your beers? I'm waiting to get paid. You know, yeah, I know we're boys. I mean,
yeah.
But like, you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just that, like, subconscious. Yeah. That's like, oh, fuck, like, you know.
Yeah, you feel a bit bad.
Yeah.
Bit guilty.
But then I was also like, I'd rather ask to pinch beers than pinch smokes.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, because
pinching smokes.
Pinching smokes is the lowest of low.
Well, bro, yeah, nah, fuck that. That's bullshit.
Anyway, and then I don't know how we got onto it. No, because earlier in the day, that guy that I was talking to, he was in the same position as me, was pretty low for money, literally had enough money to be able to fill up after work.
Right.
And he was, like, desperate for fuel.
Yeah.
And then he gets a notification and a Zip payment came out and put him in negative dollars.
Oh, shit.
So he was fucking, not freaking out, but it was a bit like, oh, for fuck's sake, like,
what do I do?
So then I asked him about Zip Pay and how that all works. And I was like, oh, that's easy. I'll just use that until I get paid. Pay it off straight away and then delete the fucking app.
Yeah.
Because then it'll end up like the whole fucking bundle situation.
Yeah.
Where, you know, you build it up, you pay it off. And then you pay it off and you're like, oh, I'll keep it there just in case.
Yeah.
Builds up again, then you've got to pay it off again.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's my spendings for half a day.
Yeah. Literally. Dude, Zip Pay, I just use it for like concerts and gigs and shit. But
so that's smart.
I've still racked it all the way up.
Yeah.
Because
what, it's a grand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I will end up using it for other shit.
Yeah, like when it's desperate.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. I wouldn't use it if like fucking money wasn't a worry.
Yeah.
Not that it is, because I get paid.
Yeah.
For work. But, you know, when it gets to a point where it's like, oh, you know, don't want to touch the savings.
No, fuck no.
Sort of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what savings are for.
Yeah.
Especially if you're taking savings out to buy beer and cigs.
Yeah.
It's a bit like,
it's a big guilt trip,
yeah,
eh?
Yeah. But then, yeah, I'm definitely, as soon as I get paid, because it's not like it's going to be a lot of money. It'll be like $100.
Yeah.
Just pay it off, delete it.
Yeah.
Don't fucking use it again.
That's what I was going to do.
Yeah.
And then I got trapped, bro.
Well, like I said, that's why I said it's a fucking trap. Because that's what happened to me with Bundle.
Yeah.
And Bundle isn't a thing anymore.
No, it got... Yeah. Probably because so many people was fucking...
using it and then not paying it back.
Yeah.
I am glad I never missed a payment on that, though.
Yeah, I don't... Oh, fuck. I honestly can't remember what happened with that.
Fuck knows.
Pretty sure my ex paid half of it off.
True.
And then I paid her back.
Oh, that's
right. She's like, oh, it's better you paying me back than
paying them.
Yeah. Mm. I was like, oh, fuck yeah.
It's annoying though, because like Zip Pay and Bundle, it is fucking handy.
Yeah.
Just as long as you are using it for the right thing and like if it is desperate.
Yeah.
You know, you're not just like using it to go out clubbing.
Yeah.
Because when I was 18 and using Bundle,
I'd
use it to go out and get on the piss for a night.
Because you'd spend all your fucking money. And you'd be like, fuck yeah, I still got Bundle.
Yeah, no shit.
I can go out.
Yeah, I'm all good.
Because I could just tap my card.
Yeah, literally.
It's chill. I could get smokes.
Oh, it's so dangerous though.
It is.
Because you can use it everywhere.
I got to the point where I'd just use it, like, if it wasn't something... Say if it was for cash purposes, then I'd use my actual money.
Mm.
But if it was like cigarettes or beer, something like that,
just use Bundle.
I'd just use Bundle every time.
Yeah,
every single time. I was like, "Fuck yeah,
don't worry, bro."
Doesn't so come out of the account.
Yeah, literally. Then it gets to fucking. But because you remember on Bundle, you could do the thing where you'd put it into like a super bundle.
Yeah, but and you had to pay.
It'd break it up into, like, it'd break your fortnightly payments into, like, four fortnightly payments.
True.
And the super bundle was worth, like, 3,000. So, say if you had, like, 2,000 owing, or not 2,000, sorry, like, 200 owing on the normal bundle.
Yeah.
You could put that into super bundle and have to pay it off in, pay off $50 a fortnight rather than... The 200.
Right.
Because you know how each, like, payment for a week, then you've got to pay it after 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So it would split it up, but then that $200 goes back into your normal bundle account.
Yeah.
So say if you had 800 remaining, you put that 200 into super bundle, it gave you 1,000.
Yeah.
Which is the pit that I got into. And it got to a point where it was like fucking 1,500 or 2 grand or something.
Shit.
Yeah. But it was all split up in like tiny payments every fucking fortnight.
Fuck.
So like, still handy as fuck. Like, yeah. Takes some stress away.
Yeah.
Then it also gets to a point where it's like, okay, I need to actually pay this off.
Just get rid of it.
And not fucking use it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a trap. Mm-hmm. And it just makes them a lot of money.
But then I don't know.
Because you think about it, you're always...
Because they don't charge interest on them. I know Bundle they didn't. I'm not sure about ZipPay because I've never used it.
Well, that's a good thing about ZipPay is you can choose your repayment. Yeah, so you can do like, I just do like, what, $117 every fortnight.
Yeah, right.
It just comes out.
Still though, when you think about it, that's $117 you could be using on like, you know, you could get 2 vinyls for that if you weren't paying it to Zip.
Oh, I've used Zip to buy vinyls.
Have you? Fucking hell. See, this is the pit that I don't want to get into.
Yeah, it sucks, bro. I did it the other day, I can't lie.
I was wondering how you managed to buy so many fucking vinyls. Not that I thought you were fucking had no money.
Although it was 100. Oh, it was 3 vinyls for 120.
Yeah, so that's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
You basically paid...
For two.
...the price of 2 vinyls.
Yeah.
And got 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's pretty good.
It was calm.
Yeah, that's chill.
Yeah, we're chilling.
Yeah.
I want to show you a sport.
Yeah. Can I piss first?
Yeah. You piss in my mouth.
Oh, Jesus. Do you want to find it while you search it?
Yeah.
What are you searching on?
Pornhub.
Safari?
Safari.
All right, just let me clear my history.
All right, easy, dude.
No, I'm just kidding.
I have a look.
There you go.
Make sure you did.
I'm a goud on the edit. I'm a goud.
I'm a goud. Kanye.
Yeah.
Have you heard of American ice football?
No.
Can you picture it?
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
Is it?
Yeah.
Show us.
I want to find a good clip. I'll just go with this one. Wait.
Settings is at the bottom.
You're one of them, can't say.
What do you mean? What, that doesn't organise all my apps?
Oh, no, you're the same as me. I don't organise mine. I thought you did based off that home screen. No, you're cool, bro. I see why we're friends.
Respect.
Bluetooth. Holy shit.
Yeah, I'd be fucking orxed.
Yeah, you're orxed up, dude.
Yeah.
Damn.
I'd actually need to clear a lot of them.
Yeah, that'd be annoying.
It is. Let's have a look.
Bro.
Daddy Chaw.
Brother,
That's a good one, eh?
Mm. Brother,
I'm not too sure.
3,5 minutes now. Geht der Norden hier wieder in Führung?
No, it's in a different language.
It's in, like...
SOC. Versteht sich von selbst nach diesem langen Ball. Es geht über den Lauf. Es geht über Saissa. Es geht über Ailton. Kleines, dickes
Ailton. The commentator is hot.
Mit dem Tisch für den Norden. Da wird der Hund in der Pfanne verrückt. Da ist der Kerl.
Why wouldn't they just skate? Why do they like trot?
Der Kugelblitz.
That's the rules.
Wahnsinn.
What?
Was denn hier los?
They're not allowed to wear like any other shoes. They have to wear flat-footed shoes.
Oh, they can't wear ice skates.
Nah, they just have to wear normal shoes, bro.
Find after touchdown, Kazem.
How did you find this?
Fuck, I don't know. It's fucking cool, though.
Oh, it's cramped. I keep forgetting I got stung by a bee between my eyes. I keep rubbing it, and it really fucking hurts. Anyway.
At least you're not swollen.
I freaked out when it bit me or stung me there. I was like, I'm going to... My eyes are going to go puffy and I won't be able to see.
Yeah.
You won't I was kind of hoping. I was like, no, I was like, get the day off, go sort myself out.
Yeah. Oh. Goes down.
Fucking
don't touch
hurts.
It, bro. Don't
it hurts.
It. Are you pushing on it?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, because it feels good, eh?
Yeah, it's like with a bruise. Yeah. Whenever I get a really big bruise, I sit there and like massage it.
You just like dig your knuckles into
it. Feels good.
It. Yeah,
it's weird. Why does it feel good?
You give it a little like that and you're like, ooh.
Ooh. I like that.
Shit, man.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, American ice football. It's a cool
Can you
sport.
Bet on it?
I don't know. I want to watch it, bro. I want to find out when it's on, how to watch
Surely
it.
Surely that's a piss take or
no,
is
it's
it like
real.
A league?
It's like a big thing in Dutchland.
Yeah, Dutchland.
Yeah.
Is that even a place?
Yeah.
Dutchland.
Yeah.
Isn't that just Holland?
Yeah. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Because that page that I got the video from, it's got a whole article
We're
about
in
it.
Daily Tribune. Oh, it's in Germany.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Well, yeah, I think it was created in German. Apparently it's a big thing in Deutschland.
Oh, Deutschland.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
It's pretty dope, man.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
I like that.
There's one guy who did a sick play.
Each team's roster features an array of athletes, celebrities, and former pro hockey and football players.
Yeah.
Fucking hell. That's like...
I want to become an ambassador for them.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
But like celebrities or ex-hockey or football players. Surely that's just a money grab for them.
Yeah, it's got to
like
be.
They retire and then they're like, oh, I'll go and play some ice fucking football.
The injuries have got to be crazy, bro.
Dude, ice hurts when you fall on it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And they're tackling and shit.
Oh, surely that can't be good.
No, probably not. But it's cool.
Yeah, it's entertaining. It's all about entertainment these days.
Bro, watching him run around.
Like, I thought he was on skates. That's why I was like, why is he trotting? Like, can't he just like slide?
Nah.
And then I seen the guy fall over as well. I was like,
this is fucking pretty B grade.
Yeah, I was like, the fuck is this? It's special fucking ice fucking football.
Nah, bro, they're coordinated.
Speaking of, I'm really keen for the Olympics.
Yeah, dude, same. When's
Olympics
it on?
Is sick. April? Next month, surely. It's early in the year.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah.
Should we train?
Nah.
Nah.
We're not making it.
I don't know, dude. We put our minds to it. We could do anything.
Fuck, that's another thing I forgot to pack. Basketball.
Oh,
yeah. I packed a pump.
I got a bowl.
Oh, easy.
I got a pump as well.
Yeah, I remember that one that we bought.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good pump.
Pretty looks good in my car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't it rainbow?
No.
Pink?
Green.
Green.
Lime green.
Ooh.
Lime green.
Lime. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Fuck, dude. Real quick.
Yeah.
Going back to going out Saturday night and then waking up in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Woke up at 8.
Yeah.
Had to be in Armidale for golf. Our tee off time was 9:30.
Yeah.
And of course woke up fully clothed.
Yeah.
Fuck, dude.
It's gonna be rough.
And then I just cause I was just slow in the morning, like as you are.
Yeah.
And ended up getting to like I was laying in my bed at like 8:45. Had to be there like at 9:30.
So latest. You probably had to leave.
Oh, I should have been left. I should be halfway there.
Armdale's not that far though.
Half an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I should have left at 8:30, get there at 9. But yeah, didn't end up leaving until like 9 pretty much. Got there right on time.
Nice.
In the car, I was like, fuck, I'm feeling good though. Like I'm feeling good. Like I just feel ready, like in the
ready
zone.
Ready for action.
Feel loose. Came in, fucking, I was playing out my mind the front 9, bro.
Really?
Had like my equal best score ever on 9 holes. Like, and it was kind of better. Well, not really. Because I just parred heaps of holes.
Mm.
And then I had 3 double bogeys. So I was 6 over. But like the first 3 holes I parred. Then I had a double bogey because I fucking did something stupid.
Mm.
And then, continued on, had a few more pars. Fucking killed it.
Yeah.
And then the hangover just got me, eh?
Oh, I fucking bit you in the ass.
Yeah. Because even coming down the last hole on that 9, I was like, I'm feeling it. I need a Gatorade.
No. Yeah.
Bought like two Gatorades, bro. And another one at the end of my game.
Shit.
Yeah, I was struggling. I played so bad the second time that I ended up shooting what I'd normally shoot. So I didn't.
Oh, well, that's all right.
Well, I mean, I could have been real good.
Yeah. But you're probably kicking yourself a bit.
Yeah, because I was like, fuck, that could have been a mean round. Yeah,
but if you did super shit, you would have been like, fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
At least you still made it and still got a game of golf in, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Had a little yarn with your daddy.
Yeah, you did. Yeah. Fucking hell. What did I do that day? Fuck all. And actually, I went fucking birthday shopping for mum.
Oh, nice.
Mm.
You're a good boy.
No, dad dragged me along. So he was like, oh, I'm heading down that way. You need to pick up Nathan's car, so you should come with me. Like, oh, fuck's sake.
Roped in.
Oh, I'd only been awake for like half an hour as well.
That's rough.
Oh, it was kind of good though, because it did fucking get me moving.
Get you out of that zone, eh?
Yeah. Because especially because I had nothing planned for that day.
Yeah.
Apart from coming to get my car.
Mm.
So, and actually it was pretty clutch because then I didn't have to try and figure out how I was going to get my car.
Yeah. Make an extra trip or Uber.
Yeah,
that was sucked.
Oh, getting Ubers to your car the day after going out is the worst thing.
Sucks, dude.
Hate it.
It's bullshit.
Especially because I swear Ubers try talking to you more during the day than at night. At night, they're in the same mindset as you. Well, unless you're drunk and you want to fucking...
Have a yarn. Yeah.
But then during the day, or just... whenever it's light,
they're talking.
All they want to do is talk. It's like, oh man,
I can't be arsed.
I don't buy the Uber for a fucking therapy session. Just take me to where I need to go.
Yeah,
please.
Yeah, I just don't.
And they drive more responsibly during the day.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
big time.
Takes longer. Not that you shouldn't drive responsibly, but
yeah,
you know, at night time when Ubers drive you around, fucking, I've had some Ubers where I'm like, oh, shit.
Pretty sure I had one time where old boy was fucking...
Oh, wasn't he pissed?
He was definitely fucking pissed or something, eh? Like, bro, he was dancing to all the tunes, like, full, like, yeah, let's go.
Oh, man.
I was like, bro, what the fuck?
Yeah, so you don't really want that either.
Oh, I was pretty messed up. Yeah. I didn't feel overly safe.
Yeah. Ah, well.
It was fun, though. I took some videos.
You got to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you do have some pretty good chats with Ubers, though.
Yeah.
Or they are.
Sometimes
funny.
You need it.
Yeah, sometimes you do, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah.
On that note. Oh, fuck yeah. Should we wrap it?
Yeah. Let's do it.
I'll see you tomorrow, bright and early.
Oh, yeah. I'm so keen, dude.
Me too.
Yeah. I need to see you.
Oh. Bye, everyone.
Bye, drivers.